Hello, and welcome to the St. Ninian's Community Church Lent podcast. Thank you for listening. I'm Sheena Conroy, and I'll be reading Matthew 27, verses 32 to 50 from the New International Version. The Crucifixion of Jesus. As they were going out, they met a man from Cyrene named Simon, and they forced him to carry the cross. They came to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. There they offered Jesus wine to drink, mixed with gall, but after tasting it, he refused to drink it. When they had crucified him, they divided up his clothes by casting lots. And sitting down, they kept watch over him there. Above his head, they placed the written charge against him. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Two rebels were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, "You who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. Come down from the cross, if you are the Son of God." In the same way, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders mocked him. "He saved others," they said, "but he can't save himself. He's the King of Israel. Let him come down from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God rescue him now, if he wants him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" In the same way, the rebels who were crucified with him also heaped insults on him. From noon until 3 PM, darkness came over all the land. About 3 PM, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing there heard this, they said, "He's calling Elijah." Immediately one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said, "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him." And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. The Bible's a wonderful collection of books of all kinds, covering many subjects. Within it are history, adventure, poetry, challenge, biography, prophecy, encouragement, and love. Today's passage is perhaps one of the most difficult to read because it describes the gruesome death of Jesus. We shy away from the cruelty and injustice of mankind, and from the blood, the pain, the indignity, and the loneliness suffered by Jesus. But these verses are actually about love. A perfect, unmatched love. A son prepared to suffer a horrific death, and a father prepared to let his son become the ultimate sacrifice, all for the love of mankind. Our theme throughout Lent has been taste and see. And the taste in today's reading is of wine vinegar. It says in verse 48, "Immediately one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and offered it to Jesus to drink." This wine vinegar was probably posca, a Roman drink made from acetum, which was a low-quality wine or wine that got spoiled. It was watered down, and it's possible that herbs and spices were added. Only the lower classes drank it, and it's as likely that a container of this was available for the soldiers on duty at Golgotha. This was the second time that a drink had been offered to Jesus. In verse 34, when first arriving at Golgotha, it says, "There they offered Jesus wine to drink, mixed with gall, but after tasting it, he refused to drink it." In Mark, in verse 23, it says, "Then they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it." It is thought that the plant hemlock could be the gall referred to in today's passage. It fits, because it is both bitter, toxic, and can be added to liquid. However, a number of words can be translated as gall, and one of them is myrrh, which is a natural gum or resin extracted from a small, thorny tree. Myrrh has been used throughout history as a perfume, incense, and medicine. So why did Jesus refuse the first drink offered? It is thought that gall, or myrrh, could have narcotic qualities, and the bitter taste implies it is poisonous. It is suggested that Jesus neither wanted his senses dulled nor to be poisoned. He knew that in order to become the supreme sacrifice for all the sins of mankind, he could not take the easy way out, so he refused the drink. But in verse 48, we read that this time Jesus drank the offered wine. In John 19:28, it says, "Later, knowing that everything had now been finished, and so that scripture could be fulfilled, Jesus said, 'I am thirsty.'" Extreme thirst was one of the effects of crucifixion due to the loss of body fluids through wounds and perspiration, and it may have been that this drink was simply given to help a thirsty, suffering, dying man. We are told that a sponge was dipped into the container of wine vinegar and put on a stalk of the hyssop plant and lifted to Jesus' lips. This wine vinegar Jesus drank, for it was not intended to dull his senses like the wine and myrrh mixture offered to him earlier. His thirst and need for a drink was fully human. His refusal of the first drink, to endure all without accepting the myrrh-enhanced wine, was fully divine. As always, the Bible is full of detail, significance, and a common thread runs from Genesis 1 through to Revelation 22. In our reading today, we have myrrh and hyssop. Myrrh, a symbol of death because of its use as an embalming oil. Myrrh, gifted by the Magi at Jesus' birth, and then offered in a drink by the soldiers at his crucifixion. Hyssop, branches of hyssop were raised to paint the blood of the sacrificed Passover lamb on the door lintels and side posts of the Israelite homes to save them from death at that first Passover in Egypt. At Golgotha, branches of hyssop were raised to the cross so that Jesus could drink. In both cases, God's people are saved from death by the blood of a perfect Passover lamb. When Jesus said, "It is finished," all our sins were paid for, all of them, for all time. We need to fully recognize that Jesus went through every agony for each one of us, for you, for me, for everyone who acknowledges the truth of who he is and what he did. Our salvation was costly, and the cross is the only way. If we want to see heaven, we cannot bypass the cross. So let us approach the empty cross and thank God for sending us such a Saviour. Shall we pray together? Thank you, Father, for the cross, a place of cruelty and pain, yet the place where the greatest love was displayed. Thank you, Father, for Jesus and all that he suffered, so that we can be free and reunited with you. Thank you, Father, for your magnificent love for us, that you are willing to let Jesus endure the cross so that we could be saved. Thank you, Father, for this Easter time, which brings us back to the cross, our way to eternal life. Please give us fresh insight and understanding of your ways. Please help us to testify that truly we have tasted and seen that you are good. Thank you, Father, for your unshakable, everlasting love. We ask all of this in Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen.